You know, just not a great start to the week on Wall Street with some really ugly news coming out of Asia. But by golly, there was some good news out there. The housing market, particularly the housing market that D.R. Horton oversees, is doing awfully well. The earnings were better than expected. Revenues were strong. Revenues were way up year over year. And it looks like things are going to be all right for 2020. This is good news delivered by David Ault, who's the president and CEO of D.R. Horton, Nation's home builder. It's good to have you with us.
Well, thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah, like I say, it's good to hear some good news. You know, and this, I guess I shouldn't be surprised. Interest rates are really low. The economy's doing all right. But this thing has been running so hard, so fast for so long, and home prices just keep going up. Do you see any signs of a slowdown anytime?
No, David. The overall economy is doing very, very well. Job growth very, very well, very strong. The affordability with rates down is less challenging, still a challenge, but less challenging than it was this time last year. So people are coming out to the models buying homes, and it's a good time to be a home builder. It really is.
Steve Brown, the real estate writer for the Morning News, had quoted a guy for the National Association of Home Builders, or actually a woman, I guess, Rose Quint, who said the average size of a square footage of a home has gone down from almost 2,700 square feet in 2016 to 2,500 right now. I guess some people, that's the way they make it more affordable.
Right. Well, every foot of house does cost money, so it is something we focus on. And as affordability gets challenged, the houses have a tendency to get smaller and maybe even a little simpler.
You know, there's a lot of demand, you know, for single family, obviously, but multifamily too. And I guess I had never noticed this before, but I was going through your report, and I was reading about DHI Communities, which is wholly owned by D.R. Horton, and you build multifamily, build apartments. Tell me about that. How long has that been
going? Well, something we got into probably 3 or 4 years ago, just as kind of a test to see if we could create a platform that we could do on the apartment side, what we've been able to do on the housing side. And as we have built out that platform, we really like what we see. You know, the thing that's, I guess, a norm in the nation now is about 40% of the people will never own a house in this country. So the rental demand is huge and going to continue to grow as population grows. So it's something that is synergistic with what we do on the housing side. We are able to put quality apartment complexes around where we're building quality homes, and so far that has proven out to be a very successful initiative, and something I think you will see grow in the future.
So these are more inner city locations, or they?
We're garden style walk ups primarily, really out in the communities where we're building homes, so more suburban locations. Where we can achieve an affordability that you can't achieve downtown urban communities.
So what's hot right now? So last I saw you were 29 states, 84 different markets. Are you seeing demand pretty much steady across the board?
I think anywhere you can make housing attainable, we're seeing strong demand. And we've opened, I guess from your numbers, we're up to 90 markets. We're continuing to look at new markets where we think we can add value and offer a product that doesn't exist, which is, just something that's a little more attainable than is typically found out there.
The tariff war with China, it went on for so long, and it seemed to touch every sector. Did it touch you? Is it touching
you? No, we have. We are primarily U.S.-based sourced, and what little bit we've have or were buying from China is really insignificant in the big scheme of things in the cost of our houses. So we've been very insulated by it, have not really seen much impact at all.
So the margins, that's what everybody always wants to talk about, is what kind of margins are you seeing? Can you keep your profit margins on the new homes that you're doing?
You know, solid, stable, even through this entire cycle, we probably had the most stable margins in the industry. And I think it tracks back to driving efficiency and creating something that buyers want and need, which is a home they can afford. So, you know, we had a little margin compression last year, but we've recovered that and feel very good about where we're headed this year.
It's historically, we're right on the edge of what used to be the new home buying season, spring. It's what everybody seemed to start looking around. Is that still true?
I think it's, you know, there's certainly seasonality in the market. Typically, it's been kind of the Super Bowl weekend is kind of the kickoff of the spring selling season. I can tell you, traffic and sales have been strong from about the middle of December on. So,
wow.
Season seems to came a little early this year. Hopefully, it will continue on.
Yeah, good news for you. Like I say, that's your stock's up 57% year over year. That's a good move. David Alls, President and CEO of D.R. Horton. It's always good to spend some time with you, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation with Mr. All, go to krld.com/CEO of David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.